No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further.
Tate Kalunga ne Muyambeke. May God bless all of you, dear listeners of Ego FM. It is the Stop Suffering program here on air, as we are always together every Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. And I'm sure God will bless your life. You are going through a difficult time. You are going through a difficult situation. Remember, everything, the Bible says, everything is possible for those who believe. And before the end of the program, as always, we are going to have the moment of prayer. We're going to be praying for you. Prayer has power to bless and change your life. I'm not here in the studio of Ego FM, here in Vinduco. I'm not alone. I have here my colleague, Pastor Festus. Good evening, Pastor Festus.
Good evening, Bishop, and good evening, Namibia. Mwato kero wapo Namibia, alisheke mbinga ne mbinga. O programa yoye, yetulife po le monori huna, oyo haikuwe terwalu she, keshe etivali netine, yalu kila mwame po nonena. So, eshu wapumbo kuninga, okulongi kida okakopikoe komeva, ilo kakendekoe komeva, osheshiko ni ma yo programa yi, ilo kehu, ilo programa yi, ohatuke kuningila o mailikano.
And we would like to make available for you, from the beginning of the program, the helpline of the church is a toll-free number. Toll-free number. In other words, you don't need airtime, you don't need credit, you can just get your phone and call now if you want to talk to somebody. You are depressed, you have been, perhaps, you have been thinking of committing suicide, you are contemplating suicidal thoughts, please don't do that. Don't do that. Suicide is not a solution for your problem. We are going to have a testimony tonight, the testimony of Anna. She's here with us in the studio. She suffered with suicidal thoughts. There was a curse in her family of suicide. She even saw her older sister taking her life. So today her life has been transformed. The life of Anna has been transformed. You're going to hear her testimony in the Stop Suffering program tonight. But if you want to call and speak to a man of God, include your name, the name of your family member in the prayer book, call now 0800 22 3335. I'll repeat 0800 22 3335. Call now. The lines are available. You don't need their time. Later we are going to give you opportunity to speak to us live on air, but at first we're going to be getting the testimony of Anna. So Anna, good evening. Welcome to the Stop Suffering.
Good evening, Bishop.
Anna, you were telling us before the program that your suffering started at a very young age. Before you talk about the suicide, even the suicide of your sister, how your suffering started? You lost your parents quite in an early age. What happened?
Bishop, it happened that I lost my mother at the age of 7 and I lost my father at the age of 11. So, and this contributed to the reason why I wanted to commit suicide.
So actually then your suffering started as a child.
Yes, Bishop.
And you lost your mother even before you lost your father.
Yes, Bishop.
So how did it, losing your father and mother, you were still a child, how did it affect you in your life, Anna?
It really affected my life so much so that I have to live as a wild child. I have to start living here and there, living with different family members. And Sometimes it happens that mistreatments were there, abuse were there, and me thinking about my parents were dead, it really affected me so much.
Did it affect your academic life, your studies, like you were having poor results because of that? What was happening?
Bishop, it happened that I even started performing very low because I couldn't focus at some point. I couldn't concentrate really in my schoolwork. And that it really affected me to fail even my grade 12.
So, which kind of thoughts? Because our greatest battle, for those who are listening to us right now, our greatest battle is in the mind. That's why we need faith in the Word of God to overcome the challenges in life. So, which kind of thoughts would go through your mind, Anna? I don't know. I'm not putting words in your mouth, but like you were born to suffer, things like that. Which kind of thoughts would go through?
Exactly, Bishop. It happened. I could look at myself and imagine other kids with their parents. And I would be like, I was just born to be an orphan. Comes now to my academic, I would be looking at myself that I was just born to fail. And for that, I could really see myself as a nobody. I could just see myself as a failure, while others, they were looking like good performers.
So how do you feel when you would be going to school? Because we know some families, not all the families can do that, but some families, the mother or the father accompany the child to the school. You see mothers with the children. You see fathers with the children going to drop their children at school. And then after school, they go there to fetch the children. How would you feel about it?
Bishop, many a times I could be depressed because of that. I could be longing and thinking about only if then my parents could be alive. Then I could maybe enjoy the better life like as other kids. But as for that time, it was really, really a very bad moment.
Okay.
Because no mother, no father, and life, it was the way it was.
Can you say that in your home language?
No. Onda ntaningi no kana ko kafie pedra dishonarera meme wango kwa huri fashinda ine dura diri heri tate wange ta huri fashinda ine dura jon longo na imwe na shine oshieterengene hano omadira diro ai okuiku fomo inyo okukara uri mo depression na no una fini ko madira diro watalwa kweni nando kurive na kurunu vavo vetipura ne fimburi mwono kumbinga uskoro wipura kuchavo wadaro ikeo ndopi umoni huna kuna pato hii inimafapo.
So, there are many people, before I continue with Anna, Pastor Festus, there are many people who are having this kind of thoughts in their minds. Mm-hmm. They think they were born to suffer. They think they do not deserve anything in life. But that's not the truth. It was not Hannah's fault. It wasn't her fault that her mother died and after a couple of years, then the father died. The mother at the age of 7, right?
Yes, Bishop.
And the father at the age of 11. It was not her fault. So this person who is listening to us right now, maybe he's an orphan. She's an orphan. Maybe this person also has been abandoned. There are people who, the father, the mother, they are alive, but the father and the mother were not there for them. Maybe the father left. They don't even know who the father is. And they think they were born to suffer, but it's not true. Nobody is born to suffer.
It says, Bishop says that the great war begins with our thought. So, Kashimba Paifengaha. Otoshakeneke omafini ni kwa madila dilo. So, oitainene, otushishi kucha, ohaitameke no madila dilo. Ashike, eshu wapumboku ninga, inori kufo mwenyo, ngaji hana kwa liyala kuri kufo mwenyo, ekwa fola kalunga, shashiponga tu apeli, nena tamukapu ikinapo yotu. Ashike, ngeengo otoshakeneke ujuto, ufini ni kwa ngala mwenyo, te ukutola fiopo madila dilo kuri jipaya, omuno njila yoku jamo, mo madila dilo omai. Shasho madila jiro mai, okuliku fomo inyo, olwe halo e halo la shatana e kuhalela uli kufa mwenyo opona priwa yoye oyo yali kuka inakukalaiwa ngashi nokuli omadiladilo omai o akufa pone fimbo lokulilonga o akufa po omito omadiladilo mawa so inori kufa mwenyo so it's not the matter to end their lives, Bishop.
No, it's not. It's not. So if you have been having bad thoughts in your mind, you are struggling, you are contemplating suicidal thoughts, or maybe you don't think of killing yourself, but you're thinking of running away. There are people who think of just disappearing and telling nobody where they went. Don't do that. Call now. Call our toll-free number, 0800-22-3335. There are men of God now waiting for your call. It's a toll-free number. You don't need their time. You don't need credit. The church will pay for your call. The Universal Church of the Kingdom of God, we are going to be paying for the call. That's why we have the toll-free. Because there are people who are struggling. They can't wait to have their time.
Yes, Bishop.
They need the help now. Paife.
So, ngengo apumbwe vatelo paife ngaha. Ototu dengre ne konola kongo diono yonomola onola ohetatu onola vavari ombali vavari onatu vatatu nonano handendrula onola ohetatu onola vavari ombali vavari onatu vatatu nonano so otoange poma tu akalunga o te kupe e ambidido e kwafelo o meirikano opuje momongala mongaloyo.
Yeah, so just call now. Okay, now going back to the testimony of Anna. So Anna, you grew up with this feeling of rejection. So you told us before the program that you witnessed the suicide of your sister, your older sister.
Yes, Bishop.
I'm sorry for asking you to speak about that. I know it's not a good memories, but just for people to understand what you went through. Because some of them, they have had family members, perhaps, who committed suicide or maybe close friends. And now these thoughts coming to them.
Yes,
so
Bishop.
How was this situation of seeing your sister, your older sister committing suicide?
Bishop, though I was young, that memory never left my mind.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Until today. Thank God that today I don't really think about it to cry like
it's just a memory now.
Yes, but Bishop, it went to such a point that I could sit down. I even became the child of isolating myself among the others. Then I just want to sit in a corner or in a dark room to think about my sister committed suicide. I saw this and that happen in my life, and really, it really affected me. From there, I started being a crying child. And most of these things, many of my family members, they did not know because I tried by all means to hide. I lived that life of hiding my own personal life and my own personal battles. So it was just eating me up, affecting me up inside. Even that memory of seeing my sister committing suicide.
She did it, you told us, outside the house.
Yes, Bishop, it was just in the field, in the one of the trees in the house.
She hanged herself.
She hanged herself there.
We're sorry for that. But today, it no longer affects you. Of course, you remember. But that time, it affects you badly.
Very much, Bishop. Very much to a point that I even thought maybe if even myself... Because one thing I knew is she was going through a lot.
Okay.
Then knowing that she was going through a lot, I took it like, so one day even if myself I go through, I find myself in a challenge. So the better way, I'll commit suicide like my sister. Then it happened when I really, really came to a point of living an orphanage life. So I really, really regretted as to why I lost my parents. Then I want as well to die because even my parents are dead.
So how this thing of committing suicide, so it started just like a thought? But then it became worse.
Yes, Bishop. It started as a thought that, these problems of life, what must I do? I'll commit suicide. And then time by time, I'm like, that's not a solution. But it came a point whereby really the pressure was too much and I couldn't take it any longer. And that was a point that I wanted to finish my life.
You told us as well about failing because of the depression and suicide. It started affecting your studies. So you said you couldn't make it well in matric, in grade 12.
Yes, Bishop. It happened that though I was a better performer, I could really perform well. But because of all these challenges that I went through, even time to focus on my education, really it was separated. There are times I think about what I'm going through, and a little bit of time I'll think about my academic. To a point that I failed grade 12. And me failing grade 12, it was a shame. And I could really feel it because, Bishop, I know where I'm coming from. I know my situation. I know the life at home. Now, me going back home is a failure. Looking at myself now, not just ending up in grade 12, while I aimed for better. Bishop, it wasn't really, really good. Then I decided I can't take it any longer.
Did you hear like bad comments for comments for some people? You are a failure. Did you hear you are nobody, you be nobody? Did you hear things like that?
Of course, Bishop, some of these things, you just see the reaction that, you failed, so what else? You see? And for sometimes when you reflect your life that you failed and you are not going anywhere, so you really think about, what must I do? Yeah. And that cannot be any other solution apart from ending that situation.
Can you say that again in your language, please?
Ano, aishene inda pitira muyo, kuchane kukukanifuwa kurunu vange, kuchane opomito ponde kihanga, ano nda tara omwame mekadona imangereka omipa fiyango, nde mwonano nandonda yoka anashiri, ashike ano madiradiro ukwakara mwame, akara mwame ta pangere mwame kucha, na mpolo mwimangere kifikurigono mafiku. Ndeki yanga napa, nonando kwa lihandiri hongo na walela, fiweke ndeki yanga ndadopano kuri. Ndakadopano grade 12, ungarota ina iparane, shashipeifushu kuchuwa dopa, kuna apatoi, uje ike mungara mwenyu yena efindano, ungeno kwa madiladiru wa wililange pone ngono adishi.
And you told us as well that you felt like we're a victim of witchcraft. Why do you say that, Anand? Why do you say that you think you are a victim of witchcraft?
Bishop, there were times that I could not sleep during the night. Mm. I could have sleepless nights because every night I go to bed, I'm being fed with foods.
You mean like in your dream?
In my dreams, but I'm dreaming eating. Mm. It started as a joke to such a point that I could wake up with some complaints in my tummy or something. I could feel something stuck on my heart. Then really, it gets to my...
Into
ditenda fandahara no kukunga. And dependu kandafa, hachundaka ike itenjodi hepo yukulia memofi. Pefeneshe itenjodi yukulia memofi, ondaka kareke ni fimbori mweno kuri ndi henari nombiri.
So, what was the worst moment then? Because everybody, maybe there were very bad moments in your life, Anna. But I believe there was a moment, usually there's a moment that is the worst moment. So what was this worst moment for you?
Bishop, like I said, I failed my grade 12, but yet I had hope that I could improve my points. But the very worst moment in my life was even after all I tried to improve my points. It's like failure was just encircling my life. It's like whatever I try to do and ending up in failure. It's like I couldn't see myself moving, progressing forward. I could just see myself 10 back steps backward. And that was my very worst moment because I started seeing other kids, my peers, people of my age. They really make it in life. They are at university, people that I could help at school, And people started asking me, Anna, why? What happened? And without them knowing what was going on inside of my life, that they were adding much more to what I was going through, yeah. That was my very worst moment. And that's the moment I decided, I can't take it any longer.
Let me just... you decided to kill yourself.
I decided now to end my life. Because with me, it wasn't a problem ever. Because Bishop, like I said, I witnessed my sister hanged herself. So what was the problem with it? I believe it was because of problems. So why so I could do that as well?
And please, once again, we are pleading with those listeners throughout Namibia, Pastor Festus, throughout Namibia, there are many people struggling with this kind of situation, suicidal thoughts.
Mm.
It's a very serious situation here in Namibia. Watching the news, seeing what's happening through the news, many people, sadly enough, unfortunately, many people, they are doing this. But we are here to tell you now, don't do that. Don't commit suicide. Say no to suicide. Suicide, Pastor Festus, is never, never an option.
And it is really happening, Bishop. Since we've grown up, you just hear this one kill himself, this one commit suicide, this one hang himself, this one kill himself with the gun. So, inoli dipaya, eli dipaya, halonjila yoku jamo muju. Onjila kujamo muju, okalunga koe, omwene Yesus Christus. Ove mwene inori kufomwenyo. Shashi, ototi oafikila emanguluko ashike omwenyo oupewa. Inori ningilo wiwa ufikopo.
And if you want to call now, if you have been depressed, if you have been suicidal, call now the toll-free number 0800-22-3035. 0800-22-3035. There are men of God now waiting to include your name or the name of, maybe it's not you, maybe it's your family member, your child, your son, your daughter, your brother, your sister, just like Anna, she saw her sister taking her life. Maybe it's a family member of yours, and including his name, her name, and before the end of the Stop Suffering, we are going to pray for you. Have a glass of water ready or a bottle of water. God promised to bless our bread and our water. Prayer, Pastor Festus, has power.
Yes. Omeirikano, okuna, emono. So, ongene, otakutuwa kucha, longi kidoka kopi koe komeva, iloka kende koe komeva, shashi kehulo programai, ohatu keku ningila omeirikano. Moloashi, omeirikano, okuna, emono. So, ino telela nokuri tu dengela kono mola ngodi onola ohetatu onola bavali ombali bavali onatu batatu nonano.
Yes, call now. Now, going back to the story of Anna. So Anna, did you eventually tried to kill yourself? Like doing something I don't know?
Bishop, there were times I could be at home crying. Then after wiping my tears, then I decide, let me throw myself in the road so a big truck can just come and hit me once.
So you were planning?
Yes, Bishop.
You were planning how to do it?
Bishop, I could even walk outside of the house just to check the stronger tree or a branch that could be able to hold me once I hang myself in there. And many a times even I could look at waters and I would be like, I would imagine myself if I just, you know, dive in once and never come back. Or I could even think somebody would just come with a gun and shoot me, finish me once and for all. Or many a times because of what I'm going through, I could be at home crying. And I could be just at home regretting as to why am I alive.
Mm-hmm. So it went on for how long, Anna?
Bishop, this went on to say 7 to 8 years.
7 to 8 years.
Yes, Bishop.
So you had this constant suicidal thoughts.
Yes, Bishop.
Constant. So now, how did you overcome this situation? How did you find the solution for this? How did you arrive in the church and found the help?
Bishop, these thoughts of committing suicide became more and more worse. Then I remember a Saturday, because from the north where I'm coming from, with my family, I could hide everything because I didn't want them to know what was going on. I just wanted them to wake up me already hanging myself. So what happened is one Saturday I decided, here in Windhoek.
Oh, now you moved.
I moved from
north to Windhoek.
To Windhoek.
You thought it was going to be better here.
I thought, because I even came here to improve my point. Nothing happened. So now I realize that, nay, maybe I was not meant for that. Let me just finish my life. That Saturday, I decided I have to find a day to end my life. Then another thought, Bishop, came that before you end your life, can you just not attend a prayer? Then you receive a prayer. Then you die later.
It was God himself who touched you for that.
Yes, Bishop. I believe it was God. And for real, I was decided. I started now looking for a church in Windhoek. Though I was new in Windhoek, I started,
you didn't know any church.
I didn't know any church, Bishop. But I have that courage to stand up from home Sundays to stand at the teach action, just looking at people that were dressed like going to church so I can follow them, so I can receive a prayer, so I can die immediately.
So that was your plan?
That was my plan,
to
Bishop.
To get a prayer before killing yourself.
Bishop, because for me, was the years are going. How many years are passing by, but there's no change in my life. I don't want another year to come and my life is still the same. So I have to do this immediately. It happens that one of the Sunday I woke up as usual, I dressed like going to church and I was just walking now looking for a church. Then when I just lift up my eyes, I saw a universal church.
Here in Windhoek?
Here in Windhoek.
Where?
In Okoliangava.
Oh, Okoliangava.
Yes, Bishop.
So you passed there and you saw the board of the church.
I saw the name, Bishop, and I was like, this is the same universal church I had. Bishop, I heard so many rumors about the church.
I can imagine. Bad things, bad stories.
So much bad, like the pastors, they flies, they snakes. A lot of rumors that universal church, they kill people, all these things. And when I saw the name, I was like, for me to get in so I can be killed? And I was like, what is the use? I already want to die. Let me get in.
So you entered the church.
That Sunday I entered the church, Bishop.
And once you entered the church, what did you find there in the church?
Bishop, I thought what I had, I would see it in the church. Because I make sure that I will keep my eyes open to see everything I had.
To see if the pastors, they fly.
Yes, Bishop. To my surprise, Bishop, it was just the word of God that was given that Sunday. And I can never forget, Bishop, that from that very Sunday I started attending. I even continue wanting to come back more and more and more. And Bishop, for that one Sunday, it was enough for me to let go of thought of committing suicide. I even end up forgetting that I wanted to commit suicide.
Praise God. And I would like you to say to them, Anna, those people maybe who had heard many things about the church, if you can speak in your home language, please, what can you tell them?
Heno shiri oshoashikara, tudungo fimbori mwatae ongereka universal avacho muna fitaha tuka, muna fitaha dipayanu, munu mbisho, munu maoka, ashike, ovinopu ikina kwasho, konga apape na karunga. Na me oshondari nduda, ukwisha shorifange nukuli hangandikari na ndia kongereka, ashike nenanji pandura karunga eshi inanji purikina kwa isho yo kwa linduda. Ino kara ulike umbo kuchango votomo mihuna kumadira jiro kuhiku fomu inyo. Ilo pamu yoko fana ufiku, ilo pamu kuna mbiri, ndena tango vito yako marikano. Shashi moru ini mayouda. Ino purikina kwa yo makenge ero ntondi satana.
Shototi kuchefikuli mwa kufe tokolo lo kukonga ongereka shasho kwa li wafini ni kuneni. Shike shani nguwapo.
Eshi na nande nde uya kongereka no nando kwa indudini mai kominga ongereka kwa indatera ngini mai oyo ndi monemu eshi shani ngwa poshike kuchi ashinde amongereko mudi foi konjo vaya karunga nopuo onjo vaya karungo ei ya wano kurundururo ngala munyenge omadirajiro kwiku fomunya pa inde anao kwa indi nilaka no ngiro kuima ngereka no kuri efigura ndurako shanda monomerikano omadirajiro kuharakana karunga no kwa manguru rangi.
So I'm sure that by now you are interested to know how the life of Anna is today. We are going to have a short break. Don't go anywhere. Call the toll free if you want, 0800-22-3335 or 0800-22-3335. Include your name in the prayer book, because before the end we are going to pray for you. After the break, how long we have? 30 seconds. After the break, you are going to hear, who is Anna today? how her life changed and who she is today. Let's go for the break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Stop Suffering here on Ego FM.
Uchane udi woye uthike peni, okuna onjira okozamu. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. Oprohorama toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yoshirongo shakarunga. Patrura oradio yoye etiari netine pomgoi sigo omlongo uusiku. Kekuthi kuthi jo Igor FM.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers.
Well, we are back. And Pastor Festus is good to mention here. Because there are many people who heard many things.
Mm-hmm.
Many stories about the Universal Church. But they heard what other people said. They heard what other people comment.
Mm-hmm.
They never came to the Universal Church to see by themselves. So there are many people delaying. Their lives could have changed already by now. But because, I heard that the pastors are like this, the church does like that, and it is holding them. And Hannah, she came and she saw by herself. She received the word of God, the Bible, from the Bible. And her life has changed today. She's going to tell us. So instead of people listening to the bad comments, they should come and see by themselves.
Which we call it persecution. Osho hatushufanano omasheko. Pamwe ouli wahala ongala mnyoye ilundruke. Ashike shitopikine kombinga inya. Omasheko. Ovoto jiladira kucha. Ae kunyandikanga koma yoka. Kufo ngatu ujemo mongala mnyoye otoshakeneke. Ongala mnyoye kaishi wandishi. So, ngenge shita shikufini nike. So, eso olonga likutuale memangululo nena. So, what is pushing you is death. You desire to die. So push yourself then for you to receive a salvation like Hannah.
And the doors of the Universal Church are opened every day throughout Namibia. Now, let us hear from Hannah what she did after starting coming to church and how her life is today. So arriving in the church, were you welcome in the church, Hannah?
Very much, Bishop, very much. I was not judged. In fact, I was very much surprised to see a total difference from what I had before.
So you found people who helped you?
I found people who helped me, people who welcomed me, people who made time to sit down with me and listen to what I was going through and told me, like, look, if you commit suicide, where will you end up? But if you give your life to God, your life will be good. And I really stick to that.
So the suicidal thoughts, the thoughts of killing yourself, they stopped.
Bishop, it disappeared. I don't even know what happened. All I just see is just myself don't want to commit suicide anymore.
And the bad dreams that you used to have at night, dreams of eating food, and what happened to those bad dreams? And
Bishop, all these things, they disappeared because after all, I was introduced to the chains of prayers on Friday.
For deliverance.
For deliverance. And I really committed myself. Time by time, I've been coming and I started seeing myself sleeping well. Then I saw, I'll continue going. And Bishop, after some time, because I came sick, I could say inside of me, I didn't have peace. I needed to make peace with God. And really, God gave me this peace. I came a failure. I committed myself to the chains of prayer for Mondays to pray for my school, for my schoolwork, Bishop. School. Yes. And not only for my schoolwork, for my financial life also. And Bishop, things changed totally.
Yeah. So did you, you are free from spiritual attacks, bad dreams. How is your professional life today? You managed to...
Bishop, a failure went back to school. And a failure got graduated.
Oh.
I praise God for that.
You got graduated in which course?
Sign language interpreting.
Well done. Well done.
And not only that, Bishop. After all, I've been fighting for my life. As well, God blessed me with marriage. Today, mm-hmm. I am happily married.
Okay.
And I have peace. But above all, Bishop, is the Holy Spirit of God that God gave to me. That's above every blessing. It's above healing. It's above financial and academic. Today, I have peace. That's why I don't even want to entertain thoughts of committing suicide.
So, how long now, Hannah? For how long have you been free from all these things? How many years now?
Bishop, it's 11 years.
11 years.
That I'm free.
Praise God for that. So you are listening to us right now, this wonderful testimony of Anna. You can have also your own testimony. If you can do what she did, if you can come to Jesus in the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God, she made the channel of prayer for Fridays, for deliverance. But you don't need to wait for Friday. Yes, you can come Friday. But even tomorrow.
Yes.
Mongura.
Mm-hmm.
So even tomorrow, the doors of the church are open. Don't need to wait. The church works like a hospital. That's why we open every single day. Because there are people... before the final words of Anna, Pastor Festo, there are people who can't wait. If you are in pain, you need what they call ER, emergency room.
Mm.
There are people who can't wait for a consultation in 1 month, in 2 weeks. There are people who need urgent help. So we see the church as this hospital for people who are depressed, for people who are suicidal. They can find the help immediately.
Naturally, there is nobody come to the church. No one. No one come to the church just because everything is going well. I want to praise God. No. Kesho ute akongeleka oyewe no moju. Ngengu wete kucho moju oye kufininika. Ngengu wete kucha kuete eva telo nandu utale penya na penya. Utale koume, utale peni, kapene eva telo. Inopumbo kutele la metitano ilo moshondaha. Nena ila mongula tomorrow.
So don't wait. So now, Anna, what would you like to say to conclude your testimony? I'll ask you to speak in Oshivambo if possible. What would you like to say to people who are listening right now and they are desperate, they are thinking of taking their lives? What would you like to tell them?
Heno ondishishi kucha omopsa kajokweli. Ashikena ndo yange tomono ihuna uno madira dilo kwiku fomwenyo pamwe na venkwe tukuna akurunu ile pamoto mono ni huna idure pamoto chi dure pa yange indamona ile pamoto chi edopo ile pamoto chi toshipondora mongala mwinyo okofa imi kufomwenyo ino kufamo omwenyo e ndi omwenyo utomono ihuna weta kukarunga opo karunga ikupe manguruko. Ndeku japo toka unongala mwenyu ya manguruka. Inombiri. Ngashikarunge shiningirange nena.
What did you say in English now, please?
Bishop, of course I know. I know that so many people are suffering. And I know there are so many people that are suffering more than even what I went through. Or they can describe as it is. But Bishop, they don't need to commit suicide. Maybe they don't even sleep well during the night. They are victim of witchcraft or their offense and what they are going through, they are rejected. Or maybe even, Bishop, their marriage is not going well. Bishop, committing suicide is not the way. But the better way is to bring that suffering life to God. So God will change that life.
Thank you very much, Anna, for your testimony. And I'm sure it has helped so many people out there. Thank you. You can't see. Anna is here with her husband. What's his name?
My husband is Tangeni.
Tangeni. And that's her name?
Katokele.
Katokele. So Mr. and Mrs. Katokele, they were here in the studio with us. And you attend our church in Okuriangava.
Okuriangava Windhoek.
So if they go there to Okuriangava, they'll find you there.
Yes, Bishop, they'll find me there. They'll find me and my husband.
They can confirm the story.
They can confirm the story. I can sit down with them and help them as well. Because once I was received, I was given help. So I'm ready to give help to other people.
So do you know the address of the church in Okuriangava?
Bishop, we are in Ndoto Street, Stop and Shop, opposite Yusef.
Okay, well done. And what time will be there tomorrow?
Tomorrow I will be there 6 p.m.
for the main service.
Yes, Bishop.
But they can come throughout the day for any services.
Yes, Bishop.
Okay? And may God bless. We are going to have a break, not yet, but I would like to thank Anna and her husband for coming and testifying. May God bless you. Thank you so much. And I would like to share with you the Bible message for tonight. And I will invite Pastor Sean from Catutura to join us here now. But I would like to share with you this Bible verse from Deuteronomy chapter number 30. And God is proposing here on verse 19. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. I'm reading New King James Bible. It reads like this. I call heaven and earth. Deuteronomy 30:30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth as witness today. Nena, today, against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, God says, therefore, choose life. Choose life, that both you and your descendants, your family, may live. What a wonderful message. So God is setting before you, dear listener, life. Yes, death and life. But God is saying, Pastor Sean, God is saying, choose life.
Yes, Pastor.
Just like Anna, she was struggling with suicide. There was a curse of suicide.
Yes.
It almost caught her.
Yes, Pastor.
From her older sister, it almost caught her. But that's not what God wants.
Yes,
Pastor. God wants this person who is listening to us right now to choose life.
Yes, Bishop. Indeed, Bishop. To make a decision, to choose, Bishop. We did not choose to be born, Bishop, but we can choose how our lives will end. Like she did not choose to go through that childhood, but the decision that she then later on took, she chose life and see her situation today. So you did not choose to be born, but you can choose how your future will come out, Bishop.
Yeah, you can choose life. God is saying, I'm reading for you Deuteronomy, Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse number 19. God says, therefore, choose life, that you and your descendants, your family, may live. So God wants you to live. And if you are thinking of committing suicide, give God a chance. You can call us now live if you want. We are going to speak to you live here. On air, you can call the toll free if you don't have a time. You can call the church 0800-22-3335. The man of God waiting for your call. But if you want to talk to us live here, 083-2888-401. I think we have a caller. Good evening, caller. I think we lost the caller, but you can keep trying. 083-2888-401 is the number for you to call and speak to us live. You are going through a challenge. You are going to also include your name in the prayer book. We have the first caller of the night. Good evening, caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Okay, memo ta denge kuja peni ne dina la uri liye.
Wa Maria Erumani oi dengo kuja kongwelumi.
Me Maria ta denge kuja kongwelumi. Ohatu kwili kanene shina shana shikememe?
Tamu hili kanene nga izelo mbudano maulu.
Ulewe fimboli fike peni toe hama mbudano maulu?
Ulewe dula heali mudu.
Ulewe dula diri heali. Ok.
Tunangarufu me majomo mafama kukutamu.
Ok. Onduete kujashito tudengere nga ho? Omune itavelo muove. Ondahara no pulongi kidoka kopikoe komeva? Oponeke hulilo programa hii, mehamari ya atuke kuningilo meilikano. Itavela.
Watate.
Ewa mimi.
Ondina nunona nevange veringata nye mwamu skola.
Ok. Ovelipa mwena ave. Okay. Longi ki denyo me veni opo tun mo tun veni pam.
Ewa.
Yes, we are going to go now for a short break, but you can keep trying to call us 083-2888-401.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
Listen to Eagle FM in Katima Mulilo at 93.1.
Yes, we are back now. You can keep calling. We have another caller. Good evening, caller.
Hello.
Good evening. How are you?
Otato grupo na wa.
Okay. Oto denge kujapeni ne dina lo lidia. Oto denge kujako shakati. Okay, what could you make a machine?
Handy, I'm going to let you know your test. You are going to negotiate with the people.
If you body, if you keep a new way, I'm going to make demo.
3 years,
okay. Long a kid do talk a copy go come ever.
Open
Nashim ever is she penny? Okay. Longi kido kapi kopi koyo komeva. Oha tu kani genyo medikano pamwe ke hulo lo polo gramai. Ino japo pala joy. Ewa.
And you can keep calling us to speak to us on air, but if you don't have our time, you can just call the toll-free number of the church. And it's not only tonight, it's a 24-7 number, 0800-22-3335. We have another caller, Pastor Show, please.
Caller, good evening. How may we help you? Good evening. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Yes, how are you? Hello?
Okay. Meme ota denge kujapeni ne dina la orile. Okay. Meme shimwa kundukilo la dio no va kwane dimo voyenga ho hatu ningilo mailika no ashike.
Oh, namandi no de bonene.
Uju washiko.
No mwanje. Uma ya zaka venduka ali moyo na mando ko pesa.
Mhm.
Yo que un bo de paife. Que me un botán mi que tombo hasta ticucho. Tati cucho tame tombo anu y nada pasti la mano en banco.
Okay. Tati
botán mi que tombo.
Okay.
Y mangere cano.
O cuala cu y mangere. Okay.
Ay, fue un camino tira de un coro y cada mano en el gumbo.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Ongashima o mapigina e hokololo lana.
Eh.
Mori pigina. Okay. Me meronge kiduta loka ko pikoi ko meve iloka kende ko meva o meva o toka longi fa nei tavelo loe o beton toka to pole la pamweno no moe ongaho o pui kumi fa longa ya kalunga ni nyenga ndunge ya ilongwe menga la munyo den. Konima ye yo programa yi. O hatu kani genyo meili kano pa mwe.
Ewa.
Mm-hmm. Kale nyeke po la diyo po. Mm-hmm.
Ewa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important also to mention, for example, Pastor Sean, if somebody says like this, I have a restaurant and I have good food, how can you know that my restaurant is good, that the food is good, if you don't taste it?
Yes, for sure.
So there are many people who heard bad comments about the Universal Church, but they never even tried. They never even visited.
Yes, for sure.
So they have to experience before they can say something.
Indeed, Bishop. They have to make that decision to choose, to go and to see whether it works or not. Because you cannot, Bishop, even when we buy a TV, they before the TV leaves, they test the TV just to see it works. So you cannot say that it doesn't work or believe in the stories. You need to test it. So choose life and come, Bishop.
Yeah, we have another caller. Good evening, caller. Good evening.
Hello.
Ma'am, you want to get up now, huh?
Eh,
wami mota denge ku Japan ne dina lawo liye.
O me hende dina handi denge nga no sito ndi nga komandi huno ko wongo.
Mhm.
Ndi na ngudi ku kaguruka nje handa nga ndi popi vai soka fanga taka ru ku karana wa.
Uta kale ngo ku karana wa.
Eh, o kena ngo ko ya hamu ka mumu paisi na ka fawe na le sinda herali ne kosa.
Okay, o longi fango me yo ku ku shango ko kulu ko yoko.
Wandi rongi sanga dina guno na wanje taunye ngwa ki neko na kono ugali kanenwe nga upite.
Mm-hmm.
Gaya ndi ndirengo mati wanje gumwe ngwa hande tombo gumwa munge dine na gumwa noke tombo na hako.
Okay, okulipa mwena avopo? Okay. So, memo mea oto longi kidapo? Longi fini utale itavelo leni. Iku mifalongo ya tame kanga hawa ike? Nga shinguwe te kuchokulu kweo kwa chapo kwe po peife. Oke no kuberu kilila.
Watate.
Ewa meme. She says that she.
Ndara ngo kukalikane nga medinara suidi sandi. Nune gumbo randje nga iparakata na oto isindia ikara kuhishwe pongano.
Ewa meme.
Ewa.
Mm-hmm. Kale nipo la duina njapo. She says that she were having a problem of the leg that is going well now. And now she have a son that he used to drink, always go to drink tombos also on, but right now he's with him at the radio. So they are preparing their water. So
we are going to pray. We are going to pray shortly. So get yourself ready for the moment of prayer. Do we have one more caller? I think we have time for one more caller. Good evening, caller. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
Pastor. How are you, sir?
I'm good. And you, sir?
So I'm very happy to hear the testimony of transformation.
Yes.
Yeah, and now, the people who are trying to commit suicide, because suicide is so much in our nation now.
Yes.
Especially among the men.
True that.
And now, apart from taking a cup of water,
yes.
And those people who are trying to commit suicide, for example, it's because of something. Well, what are you telling them now to not to stop that? I understand, because for us, we always say, no, we are praying. They are praying. At the end of the day, we don't know what are the causes of that.
Yes.
Can you make it so that in the preaching, maybe people can just realize and revive their hope and say, no, instead of me committing suicide, Jesus is there, God is there, He can help me and things like that.
Exactly, sir. That's what we are saying. We read for them Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. God says, choose life. Choose life. That's what we are saying. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. May God bless you. What's your name, sir?
My name is Angobwana.
From where?
From Windhoek.
Thank you for your call, sir. May God bless. We're going to pray shortly.
The same is reached unto you.
Yes, Tate Kalunga Lumuya Beg. God bless. So, we are going to have the moment of prayer shortly. How long we have for the prayer? How many minutes we have now?
7 minutes.
7 minutes still. So, you can have a glass of water. And just like the last caller said, suicide has been attacking so many people in society nowadays. Not only here in Namibia, but throughout the world. There's a famous singer from England, 31 years old only, Liam Payne. He was in part of one band, I think One Direction, who basically took his life past week. So we see so many people in this kind of situation, but people have to understand God is saying to them, choose life.
Yes.
Suicide, it's never an option.
Yes, Bishop. Indeed, Bishop. He was asking what causes most of this. Bishop, it's an evil spirit. The devil brings death. So it's an evil spirit. So how can you solve the problem of the evil spirit when you choose life, when you choose to come? It's like when you have a toothache, you decide to go to a dentist. So the person who has suicidal thoughts must understand there is an evil spirit behind this. And only by coming and choosing life, we can help
them. Yeah, the Bible says also, James chapter 4, verse 7, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Yes. And that's what we are going to be doing now, starting with the prayer. We are going to talk to God. I'll ask Pastor Sean to start the prayer, and I will bless the water. So have a glass of water, have a bottle of water. But if you don't have the water, you can just pray with us. I'm sure God will bless you.
Comes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face. Why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
My Lord and Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for every caller, every listener. You know that every one of them faces different situations and circumstances. We pray for those in the hospitals, in prison. We ask that you be with them there right now. Lord, we heard today that one choice, if we choose life, we will receive life. So help this dear listener to choose life from today on, my God. We bless, my Lord, the authorities of our country. We ask that the devil and his demons and his works be frustrated and tied up in Jesus' name. Those who are sleeping on the streets, those who are lost in so many ways, Lord, help them. For you said, whatever we ask, we shall receive in Jesus Christ's name.
Father, we ask you to bless this water. Those, my Lord, who are holding now the bottles, the glasses of water, and even those who don't have any water with them now, my Lord, touch them with your power. And when this person drinks this water, let them have life. Receive life, my Lord, and start a new life afresh with you. In Jesus' name, amen. You can drink now the blessed water with faith. And you're going to sleep well tonight. You see, God is with you. Don't give up. Give God a chance. So you don't need to wait for Sunday. Don't need to wait for Friday. The doors of the Universal Church are open every day. Just like Anna found the help in our branch in Okuriangava. You can find the help also in one of our branches here throughout the county. You can call the toll-free number. Include your name in the prayer book, 0800-22-3335. And you can also inquire the nearest address wherever you are in the country. In Katutura, Pastor Sean.
Bishop, we are just behind Hrodvankas, Richard Kamoka Street, where it joins Independence Avenue. We are there 6, 7, 10, 12, 3, and 6 in the afternoon, Bishop.
They're in Greenwell.
They're in Greenwell, Bishop. We are located in
Daniel Street.
Daniel Street, next to the mobile police station. So, Mungulo to hange po amano ngula, po longo ngula, po natu, no po amano komatango.
In Okuriangava.
Bishop, in Okuriangava, the Universal Church is situated in Nondoda Street. At Stop and Pray, opposite ShopRite Yusef. We are open from 6:30. The first service is 7 o'clock, followed by 10, 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. in the evening.
Our headquarters, our main church, is 32 Independence Avenue, Ospanplatz, here at the CBG Vinduk. We have services at 7 in the morning, 10, 12, lunchtime service, 3 p.m. afternoon service, and the main service at 6 p.m. But we have churches in Oshakati, Ondangwa, in Rondo. You can just call the toll-free number in Swakopmund, in Wolves Bay, and inquire the nearest address in Utivarongo, Katima Mulilo. You can find the Universal Church, and I'm sure God will bless your life. We are coming to the end of the Stop Suffering, but on Thursday, every Tuesdays and Thursdays, same time, 9 p.m. here on Eagle FM. You are most welcome to join us. We hope to see you in the church tomorrow or anytime soon. May God bless you. Remember what the Word of God says. Choose life. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse number 19. God wants you to choose life. So don't give up. Make sure you use your faith and your life is going to change.
Comes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face. Why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.